Sick Fucks. Welcome to the 420MX podcast. Bit of a different little podcast today. Wanted to talk about the Joe Rogan, Alex Jones podcast. If you haven't checked that out, I would check that fucking out because it's a funny podcast. And for you fuckers that don't like Alex Jones because of all the shit, you've got to understand Alex Jones is a fucking smart motherfucker and he's got some points. He's said a lot of outrageous shit and they only call him up on the Sandy Hook stuff. So, you know, that in itself is pretty amazing that he can go put himself out there to say some crazy shit and 9 times out of 10 be right. But we're not going to get everything right. Expect to fuck up every now and again. The people who are whinging, bitching, complaining, carrying on about him, they're no better. They're fucking with people too. So it's a very interesting podcast. Alex Jones goes a little bit off his nana in the middle of it. But that was just Eddie Bravo just fucking getting more G'd up. And when someone like Alex Jones is suffering from what he's going through, it's you shouldn't be joking around with someone like that because they're not, you know. It's not that they're not. This is what happens. There's so much shit going on in your brain and your fuse is just gone. You've got no fuse left. You can't take any more shit. You've been carried on at so many times that anyone that even tries to joke, you just think they're attacking you. So you just fucking attack them and you don't listen, you just rant and you're in your own world just getting your point out. And that's what Alex is doing a lot of. And I think he needs to try chill back on the news and try. He needs to near retire and try get someone else to talk his shit and he needs to just go and take a holiday and just learn to relax again because he's going to kill himself fucking stressing like that. And another funny thing is too, I feel like InfoWars and Alex Jones' show, man, I feel that if you listen to too much of that, it can put you in the same state because you start hearing all this crazy shit and it's true. And then you start going like, people are whinging about little dumb things. And you're like, but this is happening. You don't even care. And you're whinging about this. And, you know, there's all this other shit. You end up just losing it. You just need to worry about yourself, worry about your wealth and check up. And, you know, you don't want to become a fucking idiot. You want to keep checking up on what's going on, but you don't want to be religiously looking at it every day because you will drive yourself crazy. You want to be waking up in the morning and saying, you know, repeating 10 things that you're thankful to have in your life. The simplest of things, being thankful to walk. People every year become paraplegics. They never thought it was going to happen to them. You're probably sitting around your house doing fuck all, too lazy to go up and walk to the fridge and there's some kind out there that all they wish they could do is walk and they would walk and not stop walking if they could walk again, you know? But we're just going to be thankful for the small things. Try not to let these big things bother us too much. And if you're feeling a bit paranoid or stressed out about shit, this is the podcast, mate. Hit us up, 420mx.com, 420mx official on Instagram. Come hit us up, talk to us. We're all here at the 420mx fam, mate. We're all here for each other. I recommend you go and listen to this podcast, Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. It's on the Joe Rogan Experience. Fucking great podcast. I haven't quite finished it. We're going to be doing a full, like, talk about everything. They talk about some, we're going to be doing that later, talk about all this shit that they talk about, but there's so many subjects to touch up on, so I'm going to be hard at that, fucking trying to sort all that out. So, yeah, fucking get onto it. Enjoy, 420mx.com for all your shit. Supercross news, we're going to be releasing the Supercross news this weekend about this week's race. Tell me if you want to keep hearing a bit of bullshit. I don't mind doing a few news stories for you, so you get a bit of your Supercross, you get a bit of your world news. We can talk some shit. If you want to hear more of that, let us know. And thanks for fucking listening. Enjoy your fucking day. Going on, you sick fucks. Welcome to the 420MX podcast. Bit of a different little podcast today. Wanted to talk about the Joe Rogan, Alex Jones podcast. If you haven't checked that out, I would check that fucking out because it's a funny podcast. And for you fuckers that don't like Alex Jones because of all the shit, you've got to understand Alex Jones is a fucking smart motherfucker and he's got some points. He's said a lot of outrageous shit and they only call him up on the Sandy Hook stuff. So, you know, that in itself is pretty amazing that he can go put himself out there to say some crazy shit and 9 times out of 10 be right. But we're not going to get everything right. Expect to fuck up every now and again. The people who are whinging, bitching, complaining, carrying on about him, they're no better. They're fucking with people too. So it's a very interesting podcast. Alex Jones goes a little bit off his nana in the middle of it. But that was just Eddie Bravo just fucking getting more G'd up. And when someone like Alex Jones is suffering from what he's going through, it's you shouldn't be joking around with someone like that because they're not, you know. It's not that they're not. This is what happens. There's so much shit going on in your brain.